The Georgia Southern football team returns to action on Saturday when it travels to Madison, Wisconsin, to take on Wisconsin at Camp Randall Stadium. Kickoff for the non-conference tilt is set for noon, ET, 11 a.m., local, and will be broadcast by the Big Ten Network. The game will also be available via radio on the Georgia Southern Sports Network. Here's all you need to know about the game. Game 3, Saturday, September 16, 2023, 12 p.m., ET, 11 a.m., local. Location, Madison, Wisconsin. Camp Randall Stadium, 76,118. Records. Georgia Southern, 2-0, 0-0 SBC. Wisconsin, 1-1, 0-0 SBC. Broadcast information. Broadcast, Big Ten Network. PBP, Mark Followill, Analyst, Matt Millen, Sidelines, Elise Menaker. Radio, Georgia Southern Sports Network. PBP, Danny Reed, at GS Eagles Voice, Analyst, Terry Harvin, at Terry Harvin, Sidelines, Kyle Ventrice, at KVT6 underscore. Radio Affiliates, PDF, GS, Game Notes, Wisconsin, Game Notes, Inside the Series, Overall Record, First Meeting, Fickell vs. GS, Never Met, Helton vs. Wisconsin, 0-1, Helton vs. Fickell, Never Met, GS vs. Current Big Ten Members, 1-2, GS vs. Teams from Wisconsin, 0-0, GS in State of Wisconsin, 0-0. Of note, this will be the first meeting on the gridiron between Georgia Southern and Wisconsin. It will be the Eagles' first game ever in the state of Wisconsin. Georgia Southern is 1-2 against current members of the Big Ten. The Eagles went into Lincoln last year and beat Nebraska 45-42, and also lost at Indiana, 2017, and Minnesota, 2019. TJ Woods served as the offensive line coach at Wisconsin in 2013 and 2014, where his group helped block for running back Melvin Gordon in 2014 when he won the Doak Walker Award and was a Heisman Trophy finalist. In all, Woods mentored 7 All-Big Ten players at Wisconsin, including 4 All-Americans, highlighted by Rob Havenstein, who was selected by the LA Rams in the second round of the 2015 NFL Draft. Head football athletic trainer Nick Sparacio spent 2 years as a graduate assistant at the University of Wisconsin, working with the men's soccer team. 2 staffers, Andy Harris, equipment, and Rachel Cooper, operations, hail from the state of Wisconsin. Countdown to kickoff. 10. Southern has scored 10 touchdowns in its first 2 games, 5 on the ground and 5 through the air. 9. The Eagle defense recorded 9 tackles for loss in last week's win over UAB. That total is the most since 2021 when Georgia Southern also recorded 9 tackles for loss against Texas State. 8. 3 different receivers, Derwin Burgess Jr., Caleb Hood and Jay McAfee, all had 8 receptions in last week's win over UAB. 7. Georgia Southern offensive line coach TJ Woods mentored 7 All-Big Ten players while serving as the offensive line coach at Wisconsin in 2013 and 2014. 6. The Eagles rank 6th nationally and 1st in the Sun Belt in third down conversion rate, converting at a 60% clip, 12 for 20. 5. The Georgia Southern defense didn't allow any points in the first 5 quarters of this year before UAB scored in the second quarter last week. 4. Southern has forced 4 turnovers in the first 2 games, 3 fumble recoveries and an interception. 3. Georgia Southern has played 3 previous games against current members of the Big Ten. The Eagles went into Lincoln last year and beat Nebraska 45-42. And also lost at Indiana, 2017, and Minnesota, 2019. 2. Davis Brin and O.J. Arnold each had a rushing and passing touchdown in the Eagles' 49-35 win over UAB. The last time two Eagles accomplished that feat in the same game was in 2004 against South Dakota State when Chaz Williams and Jason Foster accomplished the feat. 1. This will be Georgia Southern's first football game ever played in the state of Wisconsin. Up next. September 23 at Ball State, Muncie, Indiana, 2 p.m. ESPN+.